How would Ramban learn our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that maybe get back to Shul. You don't say find out. So the question is, according to Ramban, how do you know he's a shliach? Because he says he's a shliach. But Ramban says you don't believe somebody's a shliach unless he says b'fayinachtam. So how do you believe a shliach in Eretz Yisrael to say I'm a shliach? So what I think is this, but again, it's very complicated. I'm going to say it fast. I want to go on. I believe that the Ramban holds a little like the even though he argued on the Ravid, he holds a little like the Ravid. He would also believe that you're believed to say, I'm a shliach, but only in certain cases. It means the Ramban would hold that you're believed only on what you're saying Eidus on. Therefore, if you're saying, for example, now don't get mixed up about this. Tosfos says if two Eidim say, I'm a shliach, they're also believed for what?
Kiyum.
They're also believed for Kiyum. By saying we're shliachs, that means that you gave us the thing, so it's good. That's an additional thing to what they're saying Eidus about. That's an addition. Believe them what they say, and also let's add something to their. The Ramban would hold that this whole takana of a shliach being believed, you only believe what they say, only on what they say. They say vaynachtam, they're believed for kiyum. If they say shliach, they're only believed for shliach. That's what the Ramban would hold. Therefore, the Ravid asked the question, why in the Mishnah don't they say just I'm a shliach and you know it all? What would the Ramban answer to that? You're only believed on what you say. You're not believed on more than what you say. This whole takana, you believe one, is on, you believe what you say, not more than what you say. Therefore, the Ravid asks, in the Mishnah, let him just say, shliach ani, and everything's okay. No. You'd only be believed, shliach ani, you wouldn't be believed for kiyum. Because that's a second level. You only believed what you say. But in Eretz Yisrael, do you need kiyum?
No.
So as long as, when they say shliach, what do we have to believe him? Just shliach. The Ramban would agree to that. The Ramban would agree to believe what he says, yeah. But you can't go overboard. You can't do more than what he says. Yet. Or I call it repercussions. You believe what he says, but you don't use him for repercussions of what he says. Yes?
This is
believe what Rabbi Yehuda. What? Only if there's ear. Not if there's no ear. Very good. That's the whole part. That his nemanis is only on what he says. They gave him nemanis only to what he says. His nemanis is not on what he didn't say, not repercussions of what he said. So what did he say? Shriach. I believe you're shriach. You tell me, well, if it's a shriach, then for sure that's kiyum. The Chum didn't give him a nemanis for kiyum. They gave him the nemanis for what he said.
It doesn't seem like the Ramban was saying the same thing. That if you believe it's a shriach, then it's also the same. That they can't go one without the other.
Very good. That's what Ramban says. Yeah, when he says b'fayinach v'fayinachtam, then he's believed on shliach. Why? When you say v'fayinach v'fayinachtam, what do you believe on? Kiyum. Now when you say shliach ani, all you have to believe him for is what? Shliach ani.
That
will work.
Then what's the Baal's title in the bar?
In the Mishnah?
Mezuyev.
But his nemanis is only on one thing. It's Eid Echad. The Chum gave this Eid Echad only certain nemanis, which is Shliach. No repercussions of Shliach.
So if we believe that he's the Shliach,
again, that's we. That's not his Haggadah. That's we. We don't count. It's what's your Haggadah? We have to have Kiyum Shtaros. You have to have an Haggadah. We don't count. So the Ramban holds there's no Kiyum Shtaros here. When two people say we're shluchim, that everyone agrees you don't have to have kiyum. Why? Because they're two shulchan, they have nemanis. But the new nemanis of Mishum Aguna Kiyum Barabbah, this new nemanis is only a certain nemanis. Only what you say and no repercussions. Yes?
Didn't we see yesterday that the Rambam still disagrees with the right in Eretz Yisrael? That was the whole question.
I'm saying this to answer that question. Later. Yes.
If you say that this is how the Rambam would answer, the Rambam would answer, it just doesn't fit at all with the first shot of the Rambam that we had. Why?
Of course not.
So how would that work?
Oh, because the first the shot of the Rambam is, whatever you say is against the second shot of the Rambam. The first shot of the Rambam is you believe to say you're a shliach without anything. That's the first shot in the Rambam. Yes.
So, right now, where they are here?
What?
What would the Ravid say?
What would the Ravid say? The Ravid would say that a shliach is believed to say, I'm a shliach, and that Haggadah is also believed for Kiyum, all except for one error. What's the one error it's not believed against? Aniziyafti. But it would be believed for Kiyum. Okay, that's one thing. Another thing, I want to put 1 hour into 2 minutes, okay? Rashi says, oh, according to Rava, if two people bring it, Eidim and Suing Lekaimai. So Rashi says, why? The Eidim are here to make Kiyum. So Tosfos says, but they're not staying here. You can put them in jail? And why these Eidim? Why not other people? That's Tosfos' question. Therefore, Tosfos had to say a new pshat about where is Shliach. The answer, the whole world, I just want to give you in short. I'm not going to tell you everything about it, just a little bit. The answer to the whole world is that Rashi holds that our whole mission is talked about Hamevi get mim dien seyam. When he brings it, tzarek yofar nechve nechtav. At the Maisa Gittin, when he brings it, all we care about, all we look at, is right now. What's the din right now? Hamevi. Not what's going to happen later. What's the din right now? Right now, when two people bring it, is it Eidim Tzuyim Kaimai or not Eidim Tzuyim Kaimai? Right now, it's Eidim Tzuyim Kaimai. Right now, there's no Takana. So Rashi learns only during the Mevi portion, that's all we care about. We don't care about anything else. The Takana was made when you give to get. What's happening when you give to get? Yes.
Why would the Takana be on that? But they were that the ball's going to come at the same time.
So I don't want to get into the whole hour. Okay? Yes.
Just a question. Are you saying that because if the ball were to come right now, we wouldn't need the Klanek if we had them here? Therefore, right now it's a special get and that's in the story?
I am not saying that at all.
Who said this?
At all. Everybody. I'm saying that the Takana was made B'Shas Gittin.
Okay.
Not what you're saying. I'm saying that the Takana made B'Shas Gittin. All B'Shas Gittin, there's no Takana. It's Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. So I don't worry about what's going to happen.
Right. So because right now there's no need for the Takana, we don't require the Takana.
Right.
How does that answer the second part, the Ode?
What?
How does that answer the Ode?
Oh, that you get, that is much harder, but the same thing. It's Hamevi. That means if people would be here already, it's not called a Makam, it's Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai means the Hava has to be through Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. That's more Torah. I don't want to get into that. I can't do it now. It'll take an hour to do that. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to do it.
You can do it with one guy standing there, though.
What?
No,
that's not called Eidim Tzuyim Kaimai according to Rashi.
Okay,
it's because he's not a Mevi.
You need an hour to explain that one.
Yeah. You need an hour to explain that. And you tell you, but that's the way it starts off, Rashi. The Rashi is learning how Mevi is B'Shas to get, there's a Takana. Shol B'Shas to get, we don't even think about Takana. We think, what's the din now? B'Shas to get. Okay. Now, the next piece of Gemara. I want to start today so we can really get into it on Sunday. Okay? If you miss Sunday, you're going to miss an unbelievable amount. What?
Sunday,
Funday. And also today I want to introduce some topics, some of the things that we're going to discuss. This sugya has 15 different things to discuss, and we have to discuss everything. And again, I'm not going to go vertically. You can take the sugya vertically all over Shas. I don't want to do that. I want to do what shot in our Gemara. The way that's done is through Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger has on each line of Gemara here something, and you have to learn the way he understood the Gemara. So let's learn. Back to the Gemara. First, the Gemara adds like Rabba. Then you almost have the same exact Gemara according to Rava. But now we're going according to Rabba. According to Rabba. According to Rabba, the eight has to find not the why?
Lishma.
Back to the Gemara. The Rabba, the Amal Lefish, and Bikin Lishma, the Baitre. You should have to have two Eidim. One Eid's not good enough. You have to be two Eidim. Mid have a cult Eidius Shibatora. Right now, we're going to learn there's two girsas in this. We have to discuss both girsas. One girs is Adius, and one girs is Arias. We're going to learn right now Adius. Midava ko Adius for the Torah. It's like all Adius is the Torah. All Adius of the Torah is what?
Two Adim.
So you should have to have two Adim. Dr. Gemara, after the Gemara, Eid Echad Nemem Bisurin. Oh, this is Isurin. And we always know Eid Echad Nemem Bisurin. Right? One Eid is believed by Isurin. We always know that. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. You have to read it with the Rashis before we learn it really. Let's go to Rashi's. Eid Echad Nemem Bisurin. Shereihem min Torah kol echad v'echad Yisrael. The Torah believed kol echad v'echad Yisrael al hafrashas truma, an hafrashas truma. He could say, oh, this fruit is good. The Torah believes this fruit is good. Al shchita, an shchita, which means al shchita, this meat is kosher. Al nikur hagid v'chelev. And nikur hagid v'chelev. Does anyone know what nikur hagid v'chelev is? It's important to know. What? That means today, not today, but up until recently, a Jew could not go into a butcher store and buy filet mignon. You ever filet mignon? Filet mignon is like the best steak possible. Filet mignon. You couldn't do it. Because Jews would not use the flank of the cow. Filet mignon comes from the flank of the cow. And there's gidanusha there. So in order to eat that, you'd have to know how to really take out the gidanusha. And there's chelov there. There's certain fat in the animal, which is called chelov. Other fats called what?
Shuman.
There's chelov. Chelov, you got to know what chelov is. It's also, and you have to take it out in order to eat it. So butcher shops really didn't do it. Nowadays, they're trying to do it. They do it. But in the old days, someone serve you a filet mignon, you would eat it. Yeah. You're believed to say, there's no gilanosh in it. And you're believed to say, there's no chelov in it. It was taken out all the rites. You believe all that. Okay, everyone got this Rashi? What's hard about this Rashi?
What shaykh is this stuff?
Well, that's Eid Echad Nemem Bisurin. Nobody knows what's hard about this Rashi. This Rashi is missing a word. No, let's read the Rashi again. Eid Echad Nemem Bisurin. Shehemin Torah, the Torah believed, Kol Echad Yisrael. Afrosh's truma, Balshita, Gidanat, Sheva Chelov. Rashi never ever does this. There's another, at the end of this, Rashi would say one more word and say something else. What would Rashi always say? What? Shenemar. Because the Torah believed you. Shenemar. And Rashi would give you the pasuk. Is there a pasuk?
No.
Is there a pasuk? No. Rashi's missing a whole shenemar here.
Maybe it's obvious.
What?
Maybe it's obvious.
Maybe. That's not obvious to me.
No, I'm saying maybe if you look at the Shulchan, it doesn't say anywhere where that it's like that.
You could look in the whole Torah and not find a pasuk.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But
so there's no. So what does it mean, Hemina Torah?
We don't see anywhere
the Torah requires people. Very good. So let's without saying svaras by ourselves, let's see what Rashi really holds. So there's machlokes between two Rashis, a Rashi in Chulin and a Rashi in Yevamos. Okay? Rashi in Chulin, does anyone have Lakute Rashi on the side? Yeah? Even Chananya's Gemara, you have a Kuti Rashi on the side? What?
We have
three Rashi. You have three Rashi? This one brings only the Rashi and Chulin. Does your Gemara Pini read the Rashi and Yevamos also?
Yes.
Yeah? Very good.
We're not like.
Oh, good. So let's first read the Kuti Rashi and Chulin. Eidaka Nambi Surin. Rashi's not. The Kuti Rashi is right now bringing the Rashi and Chulin. The Chol Yachid v'Yachid Hamisa Torah. The Torah believes a Yachid. Why? Rashi found the pasuk. Rashi was machadish a drasha from a pasuk. Unbelievable. It says v'zavachta mebekarcha u'metzoncha. It says and you will shecht your animals. V'shachat es ben abakar. And in the Beis Hamikdash, who does shrita? Who does shrita? The Kohanim, right? Wrong. Who does Shrita? What?
Owner
can also do it. Azar. So what happens, Rashi says, it says, Meshachet ben Abakar, you shecht it, and you bring it to the Kohen and say, I shechted it. There's no Adas there. It says, Vizavachta, you shecht. So Rashi, that means, you shecht and everyone eats. You shecht and the Kohanim do everything. Eidachot nam bisurin. It's unbelievable to learn it from that pasuk, right? Right? Like, it's very. What this means is extremely hard to understand. But Rashi says that's the pasuk. V'achik kohanim ayade, and the kohanim eat. V'oskiku lamod edim bedavar, and the Torah never says you shecht it and bring edim that you shecht it. No. V'etzriuk Torah edim. The Torah doesn't need edim. Elo v'onish mamon. The only time the Torah needs edim is to give you onshim, omisus bezdin. Urarias, the Gamrin and Davar Mamamon. We'll discuss that later. Davar Mamamon. So Rashi says in Chulin, Rashi says, I got the pasuk. V'zavachta, v'shachet es ben abakar. Unbelievable thing. Yes.
I'm just a bit confused why Rashi would choose this pasuk. This pasuk is referring to he, as way the Rebbe was explaining it, and I understood that a person was like. Why would he want to say something usher, like, it's his korban that he needs to fulfill, and so, like, he would be telling the truth. So, like, some of the one makes sense.
Yeah, but you're machadesh something new now. That, oh, believe a person if he really wants to do it. You know, if he really wants to believe him. No, you need two edim. You always need two edim. You can't believe one person. Zafrashi, but the pasuk doesn't say, bring edim that you shechted it. It says as long as you said you shechted, it's fine.
But here in this case, at least in the Gemara, like, he's not benefiting from telling whether it's love or not. If anything, he's trying to help you, so he'll be less inclined to benefit from you.
Now you're asking questions when you say Eyachad Nebbi Surin. We'll see. But that's the Rashi and Chulin. Yes?
Shechita of the Korban is with Lazara.
What?
You're allowed to shecht outside of the Mikdash?
Shrita is not in the Azara.
Not in the Azara?
I don't think so.
You could have done that anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
Just to go on his point, we said earlier that a woman will be believed for her own get because she's afraid of all consequences of being her children's mom's there,
and all the progress going as we just went through. Who is the same thing over here? The first one.
A woman is believed her own get. What? What's the case?
For a woman brings her own get. She believes her own get because we.
Once we've learned this whole Gemara,
yeah.
And we say one person's belief,
mm-hmm.
Then we say a woman's also belief.
Correct.
That's when one person is believed. Now we're discussing why is one person believed.
No, but just to go on that, just to go to the end,
yeah.
If we see the one is believed because she was created by the consequences that will come with it,
yeah.
Can we see the same thing by our case, by that guy? Who
no, because how do you know what one person's believed?
I was saying going first. Okay.
That's that off with how you know one person's belief. That's Rashi Chulin. But now, Miles, read us to Rashi Yavamas. I don't have it here. I don't have it. Read it. I won't listen to Miles.
But this is the one from the Chai Shlom Yuta.
No.
Oh, that's the one
you have. Yeah, I only have
Yavamas. So, that's the one from Yavamas.
What does it say there?
Rabbi Kusim?
No. What? No. Okay. So Taisa says, Rashi says in Yavamos, Rashi says, Pechas, right.
Yeah,
where?
Rashi mentions it in Hacha.
Oh, yeah, that's the Rashi, good. Okay. The next Rashi, Chatichas Av Shechayev, V'amar Barali to Shumanhu, the manman. If a person says, it's Shuman, it's good. You know, it's a kosher meat, it's Shuman. V'avadei Pshitalan, and that's Pashit. Like Dov said, hey, this is Pashit. This Rashi is Dov. It's Pashit. The Samchin Alei, of course you listen, you believe one person when he says it's kosher. Kozman Shalom Nechshad, as long as he's not a Nechshad. Someone who eats treif is not believed to say it's kosher. If you go into someone's house and the mother is not a kosher and cooks treif and eats treif and she tells you it's kosher, there's no such thing as Eidach and Nehmi Yisurin. Yes?
What if the woman doesn't eat kosher but the husband does and he
eats food? Who tells you it's kosher?
The husband
says
it's kosher.
That's fine. But if she tells you it's kosher, you don't believe her. Nechshad is not believed.
Yeah, but she's eating the food that her husband cooked, so it's...
She's not believed. She's a chashid. Okay, yes.
Is it nechshad only in terms of not keeping halacha when it comes to kashrut, or also other halacha?
We'll discuss that. Is it only chashid on this thing, or it's chashid on other things, you know? Now, di'ilav hachi is a Rashi svara. This is against the Rashi and Chulin. Everyone knows this is a Machokas Rashi. Two Rashis. If not, you could never eat in a friend's house. You could never go to your friend to eat. Because your friend serves you, and it's one person. How could you eat in your friend's house? And even more than that, your own wife. Your wife serves you supper. And you say, is it kosher? She says, yes. How do you believe her? It's one aid. That means Rashi is saying, it's pashit. Of course, no one ever said you can't eat at home. No one ever said you can't eat in your friend's house. Must be aid akadam yisurin. That's also a very funny Rashi. Because everybody eats at home, therefore it must be aid akadam yisurin. But that's what Rashi says. What? No, it's not a svara, it's a raya. I don't know if you could call this a svara. It's not a svara, it's a raya. Since we know you can eat at home, must be eidach and
nami surin. Why didn't
you say
that on the previous Rashi? What? Why didn't you say that to the previous Rashi?
That's what it is, it's two separate Rashis. It's funny, there's two Rashis and Shas. They say different things. One says, now, our Rashi is going like what? That's a very funny thing. Rashi says, Shemina Torah. You would think, oh, then Rashi must mean the Pasuk. But Rashi doesn't mean the Pasuk. So it must mean, if I go to your house, I'm allowed to eat the Raisa. The Torah believes. The Torah is, Svaras are also, or, I don't know how to say it, but the Torah believes you. So our Rashi, you really can't bring any Raya, what our Rashi holds. But you always know that whenever you talk about Eidach and Misurin, there are these two things. Two Rashis, one in Chulin, one in Yavamas. Yes?
If
You know, now you're getting into chazakas. Why are you getting into chazakas?
I'm saying when you go to your mom's house, you eat her food because it has a chazaka.
Who said?
The Ron says Rebbe. No, sorry.
Why? In order to say that, you have to learn the sugi here, and according to one Rishon, you could say that. Maybe. We'll see. Rashi says, you know why you could eat in your friend's house? Because Eidach and Nebisu. Yes. What?
This relates to the fact that the Rav Nachman be brought earlier. If the Rashi says two, then one, and then we have a problem with the Ron. We understand this. We say this for Ron.
Not good. Sorry. Okay, two more, and then we're going on. Yes.
Why is the Rav Nachman be coming to Rashi?
Don't know. Don't know.
Maybe if you were one of the Rashi's hearers, they're saying the reverse.
Rashi says one. Rashi says it's a pasuk. One Rashi says it's as. Dope said, push it. You can eat it at home, so it must be Eidach and Misurin.
Both are saying on the rule of Eidach
and Misurin. Now, which one really did most Rishonim like? The second one, not the first one. Why not the first one? Because the first one doesn't really say it. The first one's also, well, the Torah says you could shecht and bring it to the Kohanim, must be that the Kohanim believe you. That sounds like the second Rashi, doesn't it? So it's a pasuk sort of that the second Rashi is right. I don't know. Yes.
I'm saying it's just a pasuk that Lamir be saying. Couldn't it just be that it's not really a real raya? It's just saying like, oh, you see a pasuk that
the guy,
you
know,
you
yes.
Have a friend do this. You
some Rishon,
like, no.
Some Rishon say that this Rashi is a smach de ba'alma. That's how you would call it, a smach de ba'alma. But still, it's the second Rashi doesn't say it at all. Yes.
It seems like. One of the Rashis is focused on the individual, and the other Rashi.
Are you saying Chafetz Chaim?
I didn't say that.
Yeah. The Chafetz Chaim is like this.
One of the other Rashis is on the meat itself, you know, like.
Explain.
The one from Chulin is very focused on the animal that got sacrificed. They got slaughtered. But
no,
the one from Thomas
no.
Is on the
no, the one from Chulin is that you bring it to the Kohen, tell the Kohen that shechted it. That's
it's on the meat.
No. It's on the person who said I shechted it. Gavra. Okay. So the Gemara asks, hey, it's Pashit. Eidach and then Bisurim. Is this Isurim?
No.
Of course it is. What issue are we talking about here? Ish. Of course it's Isurim. So Eidach and Bisurim. Fact the Gemara. Eimer, I mean Eidach and Bisurim. When do we say Eidach and Bisurim? Kigon chaticha safek shel chelev, safek shel shuman. If you have a piece of meat, and you don't know if it's treif or not treif. You have a piece of meat, you don't know if it's chelev or shuman. You don't know if it's treif or not treif. The lowest chazik is surah. This doesn't have a cheskas iser. Now, what is a chazaka? That's the question. Cheskas iser means chazaka. What is a chazaka?
A previously
assumed status. So, what's the Gemara saying now? When do we believe Eidachad? When it has no status. So, Eidachad can tell us what status it is. But Eidachad cannot change a status from kosher to treif or treif to kosher. That's what Ischazik Yisurim means. Once there's a status there, who said Eidach could change it? He could only change, maybe he could give his status, but he can't change his status. Yes?
This would be a different type of a status than when we say that Ibn Arun, right? This is, I mean, it's different than the halakha that we had, like if we just have this agreement in this store and say the halakha that is kosher or not kosher. Right, so we specifically mean here that it's a chazaka where somebody told us it's a specific thing, not just, oh, it's a piece of meat on the outside, and most people live around here are this or that, so we're going to...
You're talking about rov, not chazaka.
Right.
Chazaka will be the same thing. That's right.
Is it not a type of tzedakah?
That's the question, which we're not getting into now. But the robe is a type of chazakah. That's a very read half a shav shmeitzer. Okay. Yes.
Just like in like a literal sense, isn't it kind of, by the meat also? I mean, it's like you have a certain piece of meat, right?
Yeah.
And then before it wasn't. I mean, I get that you're not changing like what you are in Aegis Ish, but before it was permitted necessarily, and now you're doing something. If it is also, so it's going to look at us, you know.
But that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, give you a clue. When do we believe Eid Echad? When you have something with no status. Kosher treif. What is it? No status. Did we see anything about Biyado? Did I mention Biyado today?
No, but I think one of the Marachom said that it's
only... So we didn't do anything yet. We didn't mention Biyado. Okay. Just now, the Gemara says, Chazakah, when there's a Chazakah, now, when there's a Cheskes Heter to change the Cheskes Isser, we'll see about that. There's a Shach about it, we'll see. Yes?
The Gemara asks, why isn't it two Eidim, it should be like all other things, and then it answers, Eidah Hanema.
They don't have Bisurin.
But I understand the Gemara is about to ask, but how would that necessarily answer the question? What's the Isser we're talking about, Isha Ish?
So
what's the Havamina that the
Isser
of the Ish-ish is only one?
Okay. That's a great question. Does everyone hear his question?
What's the Havamina that Ish-ish is what?
It says, you should have two of two. No, Eidach and then Bisurin. And we knew that in the question. It's Isser and Eidach and then Bisurin. What is the Gemara asking? We know it's Isser, right? That's what you're saying. Okay. To answer this question, is a long thing. But in short, for now, for you, we're going to learn about this. There's a tremendous Kaddish in our Gemara. What's the Kaddish in our Gemara? Is the Eid talking about Isser?
Not really.
What's he saying? B'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. He's not saying she's divorced. She's not saying she's not, he's not talking about Eishes Ish, not Eishes Ish. He's saying b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. What is that?
Inferring.
Indirectly.
Is it that Isser? Is it not Isser? Is it, what is this?
But based off of what he actually says, yeah. Will change yeah.
It. Does that make it to be Isser? If they're not talking about Isser, they're really not talking about Isser.
But he has a direct consequence.
Very good. So that's the answer to your question right now. The Gemara thought, hey, this isn't Isser, this is a regular Eidus. Because all he's saying Vaynachtav. So Chananya says, oh, we don't look at exactly what they're talking about, we're looking at the consequences of their talk. That would be the Gemara's question. Right for now,
okay.
As the introduction, that would be the answer to that. Okay? So that would be the Gemara's Chiddush. Eidach Dan Bisurin, didn't we know that? Because we thought it wasn't Isser. Now the Gemara says, hey, this is also Isser. Consequences is also Isser.
So we're saying Isha
is
an Isser, and...
We would think maybe it's not an Isser. Why? Because what are they saying Aedis on? What are they saying? The funny nectar, funny nectar. They're saying on signatures. That's not Isser.
They're not saying anything about her being
married? No. They're saying funny nectar, funny nectar. They don't know her, they don't know the husband.
But the result is that she will get...
Results. Who said results... Is Isser.
But I thought we were going on the actual Eidah, not the repercussions of it.
That's the Chiddush right now of the Gemara, of Eidah and Bisurin. Okay? Even more than that. The Gemara says even more than that. Let's see. Avahacha, this Chazik Isura, here it's Chazik Isura, the Eishes Ish. It's a Chazik Isura, the Eishes Ish. Have a Davish Be'erva. Oh, it's a Davish Be'erva. The Ein Davashe Be'erva Paklim Mishnayim. Hey, we have a rule. Ein Davashe Be'erva Paklim Mishnayim. They are saying Eidus and Davashe Be'erva. Now, like, what is Eidus and Davashe Be'erva? Does anybody know what's your normal case of Eidus and Davashe Be'erva? Or where's the first time the Gemara ever says it? Eidus and Davashe Be'erva. What? By Saita. when Edom say a lady commit adultery, you need two Edom. I mean, that's also Isser, isn't it Isser? But it's Erva.
So only because
it's Arayas. So Ein Darvashim Erva, Pachas Mishnayim. And here, it's even more. They're saying it's my chasima. That became a Darvish of Erva? Is that their Edus? Is that saying Darvish of Erva? What are they saying? It's a chasima. That's all this. I'm not in that chasima. They're saying, b'fanay nechtav, b'fanay nechtav. What's that? What's their Edus got to do with? You see again, Hananya. That's also a repercussion. It goes that far that the repercussion becomes a Darvish of Erva. But it's Ein Darvish of Erva, Pachas Mishnayim. Now we have one of the first things we're going to discuss, the Ramban's question on this little piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, is Chazik Yisura, you're not believed, right? So who cares if it's Darvish of Erva or not? You shouldn't be believed if it's Chazik Yisura. And if it's a Darvish of Erva, who cares if it's Chazik Yisura? So what is going on in this Gemara? This Gemara says two things. It's this Chazik Yisura, how about Davar Shem Erva? And Davar Shem Erva Pachas Mishnayim. What do you mean two Svaras here? One of them is enough. It's this Chazik Yisura. Eidach, it's not believed by this Chazik Yisura. It's a Davar Shem Erva. Why is, in one sentence, you say both?
So Chazik Yisura alone is enough without the Davar Shem
Erva? Isn't that what the Gemara says? When do we say Eidach is believed? If you have a question whether it's kosher or not. But if it was usher to say it's mutter, then Eidach is not believed. Why? Why is Eidach not believed? Chazik Yisura. Is this Arias?
No.
Is this Erva? No. So you see, alone. It's Chazik Yisura alone, you don't believe Eidach. Even though it's not Erva. So why is it? Why do you have to tell us, and it's Erva? And if it would be Erva alone without its Chazik Yisura, also end up Shavuot sign. So how do you put these two things together? We'll see that also. It's good. We got to start in this, and then.
That's the Rabbi's question, or we got the Rabbi's going to answer.
That's the Rabbi's question.
Rabbi, since the answer.